This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A quick perusal of the Birkenstock website today will tell you that you can get a pair of their iconic sandals for $130, give or take. A quick perusal of stock market websites today will tell you that you can get a share of Birkenstock for $40, give or take, which was, as of the closing bell, a little bit more than 12% below the $46 at which those shares started trading today. The footwear company is the latest to test the public offering waters following the chip designer Arm and the delivery app Instacart last month. Birkenstock, though, is very far from the usual shiny new startup we have seen in IPO eras past. It's been selling the same, well, let's call them sensible shoes for half a century, and the company itself has been around for almost 250 years. So why is it going public now? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
They may not be the sexiest shoes in the world, but Birks and their signature orthopedic footbed inspire a loyal following, including health policy worker Emma Adelson in Chicago.
They have a really big community surrounding them.
And she wanted to be part of that community, which has expanded from the stereotypical crunchy granola crowd to a wider audience who see them as a design classic. Adelson saved up $100 and change to buy her first pair during her senior year of college 7 years ago, and they're still going strong.
They're not making them to break down in a couple of years. They're just really versatile. I feel like you can still pair them with a pair of jeans or a skirt or a dress or whatever you're wearing. They look good.
Not fashionable, exactly, but good.
Cool things are not necessarily beautiful in a classical definition of the term.
Thomai Sardari is a marketing professor at NYU who often sports a pair of gold Birkenstock two-strap Arizona sandals.
It's a brand with legacy and continuity. They have a heritage.
The family-owned company has been making the same styles in the same factory in Germany for decades. But she says it's also kept innovating. It's taken investment from an arm of luxury brand LVMH and launched limited collaborations with fashion designers and the hottest movie of the summer, Barbie.
You can go back to your regular life, or you can know the truth about the universe. The choice is now yours.
The first one, the high heel.
Barbie eventually chooses the practical Birkenstock sandals, in pink, of course, and a brand that represents that more down-to-earth truth about the universe could be attractive to investors, too, says analyst Zachary Waring at CFRA. The IPO market has seen its ups and downs over the last couple years, and he says glittering high-growth unicorns are no longer the only game in town.
You're looking at more companies that are established, that are growing, but they're growing profitably.
Nothing frumpy about that. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.